请看撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to book of Zechariah.
从第一章再来看。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第一章开始，第七节是写到第一个异象。
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 7 is the first vision.
这是有一个站在比较低的地方，番石榴树中间，骑着红马的，这是一个指挥官。
Verse 1, it says, So in the night, behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he was standing among the myrtle trees in a glen. So he was the one who directs the traffic.
那后面有三个颜色的马，骑着三个颜色的马的这个人，在他后面。
And behind him were three horses with three different colors.
那这些马呢，其实他们已经在遍地走来走去了。
And these horses, they were wandering the earth.
然后回来对这个在番石榴树中间的这个指挥官来做报告。
And these horses, they returned to this man to give a report.
我们在遍地走来走去呢，见全地都安息平静。
And that they were wandering, and they saw that everything was very peaceful.
就是说这一切的国际的现实呢，都是平静安稳。
And that at this moment, everything was very, the earth remains at rest.
因为这个波斯帝国太强大了。
And because at that time, the Persians were very strong.
掌管了这个帝国里面的各个藩属国呢，都是非常安定。
And because they're so strong, they control other nations, and their kingdom was very firm.
表示说神一直都是在监察这个全地。
And over here, we can tell that God is constantly controlling the earth.
神都在掌握这一切的情况。
And God is in control of the situation.
那不再有一个时间像现在这么适合来重建圣殿的。
And there's no other time that's more suitable to rebuild the temple.
没有混乱，也没有战争。
That there's no wars and there's no confusion.
所以所谓的安息平静就是最好的建造圣殿的时间。
And because it's so peaceful, it's the best time to rebuild the temple.
这是第一个意象的意思。
And this is the meaning of the first vision.
然后呢，一个主的使者那在提说这主的使者呢，就是那个骑马在那个番石榴树中间的这个。
And then the one standing in the middle of trees is the messenger.
他就向万军之主这样来祷告。
And he prayed to the Lord of hosts.
也是一个呼求。
And this is his supplication.
就是说你恼怒这个以色列百姓已经七十年了。
Verse 12 is how long would thou have no mercy on Jerusalem and the city of Judah for 70 years?
那么你不施怜悯要到几时呢？
Verse 12, how long would thou have no mercy on Jerusalem?
那前面已经讲了，全地都安息平静，这是最好的时间了。
Before we mentioned that the earth is very peaceful, it's the best time to rebuild the temple.
其实神有他的工作。
But God has his works.
所以十三节就用，主就用美善的话来安慰他。
So in verse 13, God answered the angel graciously and comforted him.
然后再转达给这个先知。
And the angel transferred the message to the prophet.
就是说神要为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。
And that God is very exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion.
就是十六节所说的要重建圣殿。
And then in verse 16, that God will rebuild the temple.
那个准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。
And the measuring line shall be stretched out over Jerusalem.
也要建造这个耶路撒冷。
And that they're going to rebuild the Jerusalem also.
但是神的火热呢，一方面对那些列国的敌人来看呢，神要刑罚他们。
And at the same time, the jealousy of God will punish the nations that attack Israel.
选民国度因为离弃神，神刑罚。现在这些列国也因为自己的罪要被神来刑罚。
The chosen one, because they left God, they are being punished, and now the nations that conquer Israel will be punished for conquering Israel.
现在是建造圣殿最好的时间。
And at that time is the best time to rebuild the temple.
这一切神都在掌握。
And this is all within the control of God.
以色列百姓也不要因为受苦，现在回来，他们心里就不平衡， 怎么说那些欺负我们的国家怎么都没有被刑罚呢？
And when the Israelites, upon returning from the conquer from the lands that they were held in captivity, they might feel very, they might think to themselves, how come the nations that captured them are not punished?
然后就接着第二个意象了。
So next is the second vision.
第二个意象是看到四个角，还有四个匠人。
And they see four horns and four craftsmen.
其实这个都是指着。军事力很强的这个帝国。
And the four horns refers to those kingdoms that are very strong.
四个角被后来的四个匠人把它铲除。
And the four horns were destroyed by the four craftsmen.
那我们按照这个历史的排序来看的时候，我们会发现。
And if we look at history, we could realize this.
曾经欺侮过以色列百姓，把他们的国家灭掉的这些大帝国呢，有几个？
If we were to count the nations that captured Israel, how many of them are there?
啊，虽然埃及人曾经啊侵略过啊这个犹大啊以色列。
Even though the Egyptians once would dominate over the Israelites,
但是他们并没有统治过啊这个以色列跟犹大。
But they never really conquered the land of Israel.
所以我们就看是亚述、巴比伦、波斯。
So it's the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Persians.
啊，那稍后还有希腊
，and then also the Greeks，
再来就是罗马
，and then the Romans。
耶稣他降生的时候，就是罗马帝国，在统治以色列地。
And when Christ descended on earth, there was the Romans who controlled the land of Israel。
所以我们看四个四这个四角四个匠人，他不一定刚好是四个。
So although there's only four horns and four craftsmen, there's probably more.It's not the number is not exact.
有时候圣经所说的这个四呢，它是指的四方啊，整个全地四方。
And sometimes when the Bible says the four refers to the number four, it refers to everything.
那么北朝以色列，它被亚述国给灭掉。
So
北朝以色列。
So the northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed by the Assyrians.
啊，所以亚述它就成为第一个角。
So the Assyrians are the first horns.
但是后来有巴比伦帝国起来
，so follow them is the Babylonians。
巴比伦帝国就像一个匠人，把这个亚述这个角给切掉。
And the Babylonians are like this craftsman that destroyed the Assyrians。
但是巴比伦帝国呢，他也侵略了啊，这个蹂躏了这个犹大，把他灭掉了。
But the Babylonians at the same time destroyed the kingdom of Judah。
所以这个巴比伦他也成为一个角。
So at the same time, the Babylonians also become a horn.
那神也借着哈巴谷先知也说预言啊，这个巴比伦要被灭掉。
So do the prophet Habakkuk, God said that the Babylonians will also be destroyed.
好，那后来又一个波斯帝国起来。
And after the Babylonians came the Persians.
他就像一个匠人。
And the Persians are like a craftsman.
再把巴比伦帝国这个角给切掉。
And the Persians destroyed the Babylonians.
啊，后来再有希腊起来。
And then afterwards is the Greeks.
成为匠人，再把波斯给灭掉。
And they become the craftsmen that destroyed the Persians.
历史就是这样一直演进。
And the history unfolds like this.
所以这个四个角跟四个匠人，它不是说分开的、独立的，就啊四个四个这样。
So the four horns and the four craftsmen are interrelated.
它是形成一个交错的排列。
So you can see that there's an interaction between them.
一个角出来，一个匠人出来。
So when the one horn, so there is a sequence when there's one horn, another craftsman shows up.
啊，再后来一个角出来。
Then followed by another horn.
啊，再一个匠人出来。
And then followed by another craftsman.
啊，前面这个角被后来的匠人给切掉。
So the previous horn is destroyed by the craftsman.
但是这个匠人他自己也成为一个角。
But the craftsman will later on become a horn.
他也是军事力很强的。
And they're very strong militarily.
他也是到处去占领人的土地。
And they conquer all lands all about.
啊，蹂躏全地。
And they roamed in the earth.
啊，神又兴起一个帝国起来，像一个匠人，再把他们消灭。
And God will raise up another kingdom like a craftsman that destroyed the next horn.
所以神恼怒列国。
So God has control over all these nations.
虽然这些角很强，
even though those horns are very strong,
神也预备了匠人来修理他们。
But God also prepared the craftsmen to destroy them.
那就看到啊，这些列国哈、啊，这个大帝国哈、啊，咱们这个力量哈、啊，势力的嚣张啊，兴起又落下，兴起又落下。
So we can tell from this vision the rise of a nation and its downfall.
哎，这是告诉以色列百姓说，神是公义的。
And this is to tell the Israelites that God is just.
那其实我们也知道说，这些国家都是因为他们的罪呢，被神刑罚。
And this is also to tell us that the, all of these nations, because of their sins, they are punished by God.
从人的角度来看，好像人的组织不能够长久。事实上，这是因为神在刑罚他们。
And from us, we see that that a kingdom is not forever. The truth behind it is that God is punishing them.
第三个意象。
And the third vision.
就是有一个人拿准绳要去量这个耶路撒冷。
And that there's a man holding a measuring line.
但是后来神对他们说的话。
And God spoke to him.
就是说这个耶路撒冷以后人会很多，第四节底下。
And God said that that Jerusalem will have a multitude of men.
他没有办法限制一个界限，他没有办法，他一直扩展，向外扩展。
And because of this, they're not able to lie a specific give a specific space to.
可是这个城如果没有城墙怎么办？
So what happens to a city without a wall?
第五节神就说了，我亲自要作为你们的火城啊。
And God said that I will be a wall of fire around you.
而且我要在其中作为你们的荣耀啊。
And that I will be your glory.
那第六节到十三节就在解释这个意象的内容。
And from verse 6 to 13, it describes the meaning behind this vision.
神要让他们都回来。
And that God will allow the captives to return.
神也要住在他们中间。
And that God will dwell among them.
还有很多国的民也要一起来。
And then the people from different nations will join them.
所以我们说这个是在历史上的应验，但是它也在属灵的层面应验。
Although this is revealed by occurred in history, it also has a spiritual meaning behind it.
就是真教会建立这些国的民各国的民都来了。
It's when the true church is established, all these different nations will join us.
那二章一节所看到那个人拿着准绳要量耶路撒冷。
In chapter 2, verse 1, it records a man with a measuring line.
也许他们认为说要建造城墙。
And they were thinking that they were going to rebuild the wall.
但是神跟他说，我就是你们的城墙。
But then God told them that I am your wall.
而且是用火成为一个墙来保护你们。
And I'll use fire. I'll become a wall of fire around you to protect you.
好像这个伊甸园东边这个发火焰的刀剑在把守那个道路一样。
Just like in the Garden of Eden, the cherubims are protecting the gates with their flaming swords.
但是耶路撒冷的荣耀呢，是因为神住在中间。
And the glory of Jerusalem is because God dwells among them.
因此，今天我们在建立教会，也应该要从这个方向来看。
So today, when we rebuild a church, we need to see it from this perspective.
这个硬体的设备呢，我们够用但不要太奢华。
And that the building itself, as long as it's sufficient, is good enough. It doesn't have to be very fancy.
不要把整个重点放在这个硬体的建设。
And that we shouldn't put all our energy into the building of the church itself.
反而要更加的思想说，如何让神的灵充满在我们教会里面。
So our goal should be on how could we allow God to abide with us.
让我们所做的每一件圣工都是得到神的同工。
So that in whatever we do, God could be with us.
神亲自来保护我们。
So that God will protect us by Him directly.
让所有弟兄姐妹都得到真正的平安。
So that every brothers and sisters can receive true peace.
所以有火城来做保护，有神的荣耀在中间。
So God will become a wall of fire around us, so that His glory could abide with us.
这是第三个意象的意思。
And this is the meaning behind the third vision.
那第四个意象是因为撒旦要控诉约书亚。
And over here, the last vision is when the Satan wanted to accuse Joshua.
约书亚他就代表整个以色列百姓。
And Joshua represents an entire Israelites.
因为他要肩负这个百姓的罪孽要把他带到神面前来赎罪。
And because Joshua has to carry the sin of the people in front of God.
那像一根从火中抽出来的柴一样。
And the Israelites are just like a brand plucked from fire.
这是抢救出来的。
And God rescued them.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
但是他们已经穿着一件啊污秽破烂不堪的衣服。
But they were wearing a filthy garments.
啊，这个从火中抽出来的一根柴是指着他们啊这个现实的状况。那这个污秽的衣服是谈到他们灵性的状况。
When the Bible describes them as a brand plucked for fire, it describes the current situation. And when the Bible refers to them having a filthy garment, it refers to their spiritual situation.
剩下一点点的命脉啊，在神在保护，在维持。
And that God is protecting the remnant of the people.
但是撒旦要赶尽杀绝。
But Satan wanted to accuse them.
啊，撒旦要控诉他们到底。
And Satan wanted to accuse them till the very end.
但是神出面为他们说话。
But God stood up and spoke up for His people.
还责备这个撒旦。
And even rebuke Satan.
神要对以色列百姓显出他的怜悯，没有人能够控诉的。
And that God wanted to show mercy to His people, and nobody could stop God.
神的恩典要眷顾以色列百姓，没有人能够抗议的。
And that God wanted to shower His blessings.Upon the Israelites, and nobody could stop them.
他的恩典要白白临到以色列百姓，谁能够说不呢？
And that God wanted to give His grace to the Israelites freely.
所以污秽衣服脱掉，给他穿华美的衣服。
So God took off his filthy garments and gave him a clean one.
再给他服侍的机会。
And gave him an opportunity to serve God.
我们今天能够站在神面前呢，服侍，我们真的要感谢啊，要珍惜。
And today, if we could stand before God to serve Him, we need to treasure this opportunity.And give thanks.
那侍奉呢？要谨守神的道。
And that when we serve God, we need to keep His words.
啊，要遵行神的命令。
And keep His commandments.
按着神所喜悦的来侍奉。
That we serve God according to His will.
啊，然后这个第八节啊，到第十节就这是一个预表啊。
Converse eight, it's an example.
啊，大祭司跟所有在他旁边的这些祭司同伴呢、啊？都是要来做一个记号，一个象征。
And the high priest and the friends around him, their example.
啊，就是大卫的后裔哈，耶稣基督他要发出来。
Oh, it's saying that that God will bring his from the descendants of David, bring the Savior.
啊，那么有一个石头出来。
And there's a rock.
哎，这就是耶稣基督成为灵磐石。
And that this is Jesus Christ becoming this rock.
啊，建立教会。
And that he'll establish the church.
他要成全救赎的工作。
And accomplish the work of salvation.
啊，要在一日之间啊一次啊献上自己呢，成为永远有效的赎罪功能。
And that Jesus Christ by offering himself, he'll become an eternal redemption for us.
好，我们再看第五个意象。
Let's look at the fifth vision.
第五意象是谈到金灯台跟这个橄榄树。
And the fifth vision is the golden lampstands and the olive tree.
可能这个先知啊，他看到第五个意象的时候啊，因为是半夜嘛，第五个意象的时候大概昏昏欲睡了。
So this and the fifth vision is probably at night, and the prophet is probably sleeping when he aroused from his sleep.
所以这个天使来把他叫醒。
So the angel awoke, what wakes him up?
他看到一个纯金的灯台。
And he saw the lampstand made of gold.
啊，顶上有灯盏。
And there's a bowl on top of it.
有七个灯盏。
And there are seven lamps.
而且每个灯盏呢，它有七条的管子。
And there are seven lips on each of these seven lamps.
所以呢，这个管子总共有49条。
So there's exactly 49 of them.
七的七倍。
The seven times seven.
啊，那这个是连起来在旁边的两棵橄榄树，连在这两棵的橄榄树。
And then there's two olive trees by it.
好了，这个橄榄树就是出橄榄油嘛。
And this olive tree will produce olive oil.
以色列百姓他们点灯点的灯是橄榄油。
And the Israelites used olive oil to light these lamps.
啊，在圣殿里面呢、啊，灯台是圣殿里面最主要的光源。
And the lampstand is the source of light in the temple.
用纯金打造的。
And it's made of solid gold.
非常的珍贵。
And that's very, it's very, very,
美丽
and very beautiful.
啊，而且呢是光彩夺目哈，很有荣耀。
And that it shines in its glory.
好，那这是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
啊，他说这是主所指示，要指示所罗巴伯，第六节。
In verse 6, it says that this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel.
万军之主说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
That not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
这个所罗巴伯呢，他要建造圣殿。
So Zerubbabel wanted to rebuild the temple.
他是省长，他带领百姓啊重建圣殿。
And that because he was the governor, and he led the people in rebuilding the temple.
他是大卫的后裔。
And that he was a descendant of David.
所以他是预表耶稣基督。
So he represents Christ.
带领百姓要重建圣殿。
And he led the people in rebuilding the temple.
百姓就像这个金灯台一样。
And the people is like this golden lampstand.
那要建造圣殿怎么做呢？
So how do you rebuild the temple?
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。
That's not by might nor by power.
是依靠神的灵。
But by the Spirit of God.
这就是我们今天要谈的。
And this is what we want to study today. What we want to discuss today.
势力跟才能啊，这是人本身所具备的这个长处。
And that the might and power is the attributes of men.
但是今天建造属灵的殿呢，并不是单单靠这些。
But when we rebuild the spiritual temple, we don't rely on these two.
这些都只是成为一个器皿呢。
They're just a vessel.
是要让神来使用。
And that's the vessel used by God.
那就要有神的灵来运行在这个当中。
That it needs the spirit of God to and we need the spirit of God in these vessels.
那这样的话，这个势力才能才能转换变成神给他的恩赐。
And that only then that these might and strength.These might and power become the gift from God.
势力才能是人去追求来的。
And that might and power is something that's pursued by men.
恩赐是神借着圣灵赐给我们的。
And that gifts are given by God through the Holy Spirit.
这个我如果我们认清楚，我们就会知道说，今天我们该怎么做。
And if we could understand this, we'll know what to do.
圣灵会赐给我们不同的恩赐。
Now the Holy Spirit will give us different gifts.
那个力量是从神来的。
But that strength behind it, the strength comes from God.
他会应用神所赐给人的这个力量呢，来做很多的事情。
And it's using the might from man to accomplish God's will.
我们每一个人就像一个小圣殿一样。
And every one of us is just like a small temple.
要让神来使用我们。
That we need to allow God to use us.
那就是要让圣灵充满。
And the only way to do this is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
比如说在为犯邪的人呐、被鬼附的人来祷告的时候。
So for example, when we're praying for those who are demon possessed.
那个不是靠我们的势力，不是靠我们的才能。
When we cast out demons, we don't rely on our might or power.
你叫总统发一张公文说，我命令你这个鬼从这个人身上出来，那个鬼才不认识你他也不认识你，他也不理你他认识你也不理你。
If you ask the president to write a letter to ask the Satan to depart from this demon possessed person, the demon will not respond or recognize the president.
这个总统只是在一个国家的王这撒旦是全地的王，是世界的王，他哪来理你
And that the president only has control over the nation that he's in control of, but the Satan's in control of the entire earth.
灵界的征战就是要借着神的灵。
And that the spiritual warfare, we need to rely on the Spirit of God.
那我们建造属灵的殿，当然要借着神的灵。
And that if we're building the spiritual temple, we need to rely on the Spirit of God.
不是用人的口才、能力、人的知识、学问、聪明。
That we don't rely on the wisdom and knowledge and the power of men.
人所有的条件呢、
and all these different gifts or attributes of men,
不是靠着这些的。
That we don't rely on these.
那我们就好好的思想这个问题。
That let's ponder upon this problem.
我们如何让神来使用我们
？And how do we allow God to use us?
我们如何让神的灵在教会来做工
？And how do we allow God's Spirit to work in church?
看起来是我们在做工。
It seems as if we're the one doing the holy work.
但是实际上是让神来做工。
But in reality, we're allowing God to do the holy work.
所以每一个人都要被圣灵充满。
And that every one of us should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
像当初使徒时代他们要拣选七个仆人来管理这个饭食的这件事情。
In the apostolic church, that they choose seven men to serve the church.
他们的条件之一啊, 就是要圣灵充满。
And one of the requirements is that they must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们可能会想说, 啊, 管饭食的还要圣灵充满啊?
And then we might think to ourselves, if you're in charge of food distribution, why do you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
只要这个瓦斯哦, 瓦斯桶里面啊, 能够充满瓦斯就好了, 啊, 可以烧得很热, 关煮饭煮起来就好了, 那关这个圣灵什么合适呢?
We might think to ourselves, if you're in charge of distribution of food, if you had the knowledge to operate the knowledge of the kitchen and have enough gas in it, you have enough food, you have enough fuel to cook.
因为这是属灵的工作。
This is a spiritual work.
在当时候他们已经产生一些问题了。
At that time, there were already problems that aroused within the church.
这是教会的发展的危机。
And that this is a stumbling block to church.
那如果没有平息下来的话, 教会无法往前走。
And that if we're unable to remove this stumbling block, then the church cannot move forward.
所以要解决这个问题怎么办?
So what do we do?
大有信心的。
That we need to have faith.
有好名声的。
That we need to have good reputation.
圣灵充满的。
That we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
这些工人要出来。
That these workers will appear.
他有属灵的智慧。
And they have spiritual wisdom.
能够看清楚问题在哪里。
And they can see where the problem lies.
他也能够用属灵的原则去处理。
And they can use spiritual principles to resolve the problem.
那就平息下来了。
Then the problem will disappear.
啊, 我们都在教会做圣工。
And when we're in church doing holy work,
我们更应该要求圣灵充满。
That we need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill with us.
圣灵充满的意思就是我们顺服圣灵。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit means that we abide by the will of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来带领我们。
That we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us.
是这个意思的。
And this is the meaning behind it.
好, 我们就先讲到这个地方。
We'll conclude here.
我们祷告也要求圣灵充满我们。
And when we pray, let's ask the Holy Spirit to fill us.
啊, 先倒空自己, 让圣灵能够充满。
Let's empty ourselves so the Holy Spirit could enter into us.
啊, 渴慕圣灵充满。
And that we long to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
迫切的祈求。
And that we need to pray with as hard as we can.
那神的灵就会充满我们。
Then the Spirit of God will dwell with us.
还要顺服圣灵来引导我们。
And that we need to follow the Holy Spirit.
好，我们一起啊，到前面来祷告。
Let's come forward to pray.